And hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Star Wars Lore with Idiots with your man, your host, your Lord Master, Ranger Jade 1999. And we are creating a new show, podcast, whatever you want to call this, where me and a bunch of idiots sit around and talk about different lore of Star Wars, of the Star Wars universe, whether it's legends or canon, it doesn't matter. We're going to cover it. We want to welcome you into this first episode, of which we hope to be many. If you like this kind of content and you want to support us, you can always check us out on our other streams we do for other games. Old Republic, which we're getting ready to start up. Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. You can find us on YouTube and Twitch under Reality Skewed Gamers. We stream there a lot, and we will have more streams coming up. That being said, before I introduce the topic, we do need to mention that if you like this content as well, please support us at Patreon. Once this goes up, we'll put a link to the Patreon, but it's at patreon.com/reality skewed gamers. If we're going to start this by doing this bi-weekly, so we'll do this every 2 weeks, but we have a goal of getting patrons the amount of $1,000, and then if we get $1,000, we will go weekly. But we have to hit that mark to make that happen. So if you want to see us do these more often, if you like this kind of thing, then feel free to do that. If you do become a patron, you get all kind of benefits. You get your own channel in Discord. You can have input into the different lore subjects that we will be discussing. You can also come hang out, ask any questions you want about any game we're playing in those channels. You're VIP. This is what you get. So that being said, let me introduce the idiots that are with me today. First off is my other heterosexual life mate, the one and only Karthik, is here today.
What's happening, what's fellas?
What's up, buddy? What's going on, guy? Also, you know, yeah,
nursing a drink.
We'll get to what we're all drinking here in a moment. Also joining us is about the whitest, pastiest motherfucker ever. Ram Bam, thank you, ma'am. 001 is here.
Look, Ranger, okay, I know I started off a little slow, but I guarantee I'm going to turn around and double Jeopardy, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sean Connery. And last but not least, the newbie on the scene, but not a newbie to our madness, the other idiot joining us today is the Cashmere himself, Mr. K. Hello, Mr. Cashmere.
Hello, everyone. So since I was announced last, does that make me the biggest idiot or... or the least amount of idiot?
I don't know. We're going to find out because we're going to do our subject today, and we'll just get right into it. I think you guys are ready. But before we do that, what are we drinking today? Because we like to drink while we're doing this. I'm drinking some Wild Turkey and Coke. What are you guys drinking? Cash, what are you drinking?
In honor of it being Veterans Day, yes. Near Veterans Day, I am drinking, it's called Horse Shoulder Bourbon. It is from former veterans, or from veterans, not former veterans. Veterans are the ones that created it. So.
Oh, really? Yes. You have to send me a link to that, because I don't know if I'll be able to afford it, because I'm pretty po, but I would like to support that, actually. I know Ram, me and Ram are both. Ram's active duty Navy. I'm former Army. And so, yes, it was just Veterans Day, recording this on the 12th of November. So yeah, all right. Clayton, what are you drinking, buddy? Just drinking some water?
No. Well, Russian water. It's spicy water.
Oh.
Potato. It's vodka and limeade mixed together, so.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, Elmer's glue. What are you drinking?
Dr. Pepper and Jack.
Oh, my poison of choice. Jack Daniel's getting a little expensive over here, so I'm just going to Wild Turkey. So okay, well,
that's fair. Get you some Elisha Craig.
Yeah, when you're a poor streamer, that's what you have to do. All right. So fellers, what do you think our topic of today is going to be? I'll let somebody guess. We get some guesses out here. Should I help you guys out with a little quote?
Well, let's do a round of guesses first, and then you can try to herd the cats into the pen.
Okay, let's do that. Let's start with Rock the Cashmere. What do you think our first topic for this first episode is going to be?
Well, it has to be Jar Jar. I mean, I guess.
Okay, this is the last time fucking Cashmere's on the stream. Okay, dickhole. Really? Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Misa, so happy you chose me. No, we didn't, bitch. Get out of here. Oh God. Okay, so we have a Jar Jar. Shame on you. Just shame. Boo this man. Boo this man in the comments. Let's go to our man with maybe more intelligence. Let's see the other idiot here, Clayton. What do you think, buddy?
Well, I'm thinking we're gonna do an in-depth talk on the origin of death sticks.
You wanna buy some death sticks? You wanna go? You don't want some death sticks?
Change my vote.
No, you can't. Too late. No, you don't. Okay. So Jar Jar and death sticks. Okay. And last but not least, Casper, what do you think?
You know, I can only assume that since you added me on this stream, that
oh no,
you have to be talking about Mace Windu.
Okay.
Like, come on.
I knew this was a... Okay. Okay. Ha. If you guys don't know, Rambam's head so far up Mace's ass, he knows what he ate for breakfast 3 days ago. Jesus Christ. Okay.
That would be brown sugar and cinnamon.
Oil. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Enough of you. All right.
My Jar Jar guess is getting better, huh?
No, you are all wrong. I award you no points. We are all now dumber for having listened to all of you speak, and I award you no points. And may God have mercy on your souls. All right. No, that is wrong. Totally wrong. Unbelievably wrong. All right. I will give you a quote, and this should kind of open things up for you, potato heads. So our first quote of the day. Savior, conqueror, hero, villain. You are all things, Revan, and you are nothing. In the end, you belong to neither the light nor the darkness. You will forever stand alone. From our good friend Darth Malak. So our topic for today is
the Eternal Twins.
Alright, I'm done with it. Okay. Well, thanks for joining us on the stream. I'm done. Christ in
heaven.
You
just said it, it's Malak.
Okay. No! That's wrong.
Everybody's other favorite black guy, Jolie Bindo.
No! No, it's Darth Revan, Jesus. It's like I'm playing cards with my brother's kids. I'll tell you what, boy, these boys are dumber than a bag of rocks. Boy, here we go. Okay, it's Darth Revan. Okay, all right, he has many names, all right? So we're doing Revan today. Is that all right with you guys? It's not any of those other nonsense things you said. Good Lord, I need some more bourbon.
Darth Revan secretly is Mace?
No!
Mace Windu origin story confirmed?
No! I swear to Christ. Ram, if you say Mace one more time, I'll turn this goddamn stream around and we'll go home. I swear. Ruin your precious little trip, won't it? All right, now, Revan, and he has many names.
Okay, Chris Farley.
That's high praise. Revan, also known as the Revanchist, the Revan, Revan the Butcher, Darth Revan, the Dark Lord of the Sith, and also Dark Revan. I kind of learned this one myself doing my research, that his name is Dark Revan. Now, I know you guys are all familiar with Darth Revan. I mean, I only sing his praises to our Lord and Savior, Darth Revan, all the time. So I think you guys have some knowledge of Darth Revan, right? A little bit of knowledge. Just a Kashmir, I mean, you know a little bit of Darth Revan, right?
I mean, I've heard of him.
I mean, that's a start, right? You've heard of him, right? Okay, good. Clayton, Darth Revan, where's your knowledge?
Oh, I'm intimately familiar with the topic.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Done right. A lot of those things.
I think that's bullshit. All right, and then Rambam.
How could we not know the main character of the greatest Star Wars game of all time?
But do you know his whole story?
I did play KOTOR 1 and 2 and KOTOR, so
that's
yeah.
That's just a snippet. That's just,
but it's just a snippet.
That's just a snippet. A little tiny part out of all the lore of Revan, and there is a buttload of it. There is quite a lot we're going to cover today. Now,
So what you're saying is that's just the ass hairs, and we're about to go deep into the asshole.
Well, yeah, I mean that's a good analogy. I mean, that's a good Navy analogy, you know?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
Yeah. Did say buttload, so you set him up for that one.
Yeah. Did say buttload.
Yeah, as another Navy reference there. So, anyway, now, for the lore series, and I'm pouring myself some more bourbon because these masochists are going to make me drink to oblivion. We're just getting to the main stuff. I'm not doing a deep dive. I mean, we're going deep, but we ain't going that deep. I'm not going to get into specific dates. I'll throw some dates out there. I'm not going to go real deep into like battles and things of that. If you want to know that stuff, go to Wikipedia, go read the books, go play the game, go read the comics. Revan is known through Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2. There was some comics in the Knights of the Old Republic, I think the comic book. He has his own book that came out. I think it's just called Revan. So this is where I'm drawing some of this from, the storylines. There's plenty of other like serious lore stuff, but we want to educate the masses and these three potato head morons here about Darth Revan. So let's get into it. Now, what makes Revan, or Darth Revan, Dark Revan, True Revan, whatever you want to call him, what makes him unique, he is one of the few people in the... Now, I should caveat this. Revan is not canon. Surprising, I know, but he's not canon. All this stuff is legends in EU. He has not been made canon yet. Now, His name is canon, but his story, anything else associated with it, is not canon, which is crazy if you look at all the materials, because he's also in the Old Republic game, which we'll get to. He's not canon, officially. I mean, the name, yes, but other than that, nothing is canon that I'm about to tell you. So this is all Legends in EU stuff that I pulled from. And it's just the big points. I don't want to get into the minutiae details, but we're going to get into the deep points here. And as I've told the idiots, if they have questions or want to make a comment, just speak up. You know, that's how class works. You have to participate, guys. So everybody take a sip of your bourbon.
It's not how my classes worked.
That makes a lot of sense. That explains quite a lot, Clayton. That really does, brother. Okay, so one of the unique things about Darth Revan, and we'll get into some of his force powers. I'm not going to do that. There's a better lore videos, but I mean, he is a master of the dark side, and he's a master of the light side. He followed both paths at different times. I mean, he went from a Jedi to a Sith to a Jedi to a Sith into something True Revan. He's his own thing, which we will talk about, and it's pretty crazy when we get to the end story of Revan. But he was born in 3994 BBY. BBY is before the Battle of Yavin. So 3,994 years before the Battle of Yavin, where Luke blew up the Death Star, we have the birth of Revan. We already went over his names. You know, he has three major roles, I would say, Revan has in his lore. He's a major player in two wars and then the events afterwards. So those are the three big things. The first one is the Mandalorian War. The second one is the Jedi Civil War. And then the third is what I like to call Operation Kill Vitiate. That's basically what it is. Are you guys with me so far? Okay, let's check on the idiots. Where are we right now on the idiot scale? Are you with me so far?
I mean, I'm like within eyesight.
Okay. What about, let's do a pulse check. Oh God. All right. Kashmir, where are you right now, buddy? What are you doing?
I mean, I had my hand raised for a while and you never called on me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't have the Zoom. Well, we're doing this in Zoom and I've got all kinds of stuff. Wait, your camera's not on. Jesus Christ, you can't raise your hand and not have your camera on, dickhole. God. Thus negating the possibility of me calling on you.
All right.
Just say question. I mean, let's make this easy. Just interject. Just interject, guys, okay? All right. Jesus Christ. Okay. So he was born in 3994, BBY. He was born somewhere in the Outer Rims. There's a lot about Revan we don't know. We know he was born somewhere in the Outer Rims. Like all children that are force sensitive, he gets picked up. Now, back in those days, they didn't find him when they were little bitty kids, but he was very young when they found him. And he was brought to the Jedi Temple. Now, at this time, there was two training sites for the Jedi. It was on, I believe, Dantooine, and the other one was on Coruscant. But he was brought there. And little fun question for the idiots. Who do you think his first teacher, when he was brought to the Jedi to be a Padawan learner, who do you think his first teacher was? Let's go through here. Kashmir, who do you think? If you say Jar Jar, I'm going to punch you in the dick.
No, Jar Jar was a Sith. Yoda.
3,994 years before the Battle of Yavin, and you're going to go with Yoda.
Yoda Senior.
Yoda Senior. I can't look at you right now. I'm so disgusted. All right, Clayton, what do you think? You said you had some knowledge here. Let's see what you got there, buddy.
it's the question of which answer I want to give.
what do you feel? What is the Force telling you?
Yula Keldroma.
Oh my!
No, that's the right.
No,
that's the right pronunciation for it. But
no, that was actually pretty decent. We haven't covered Exar Kun, and then that's a different story. We'll do that eventually. But no, that's.
I guess they're closer in time.
They are actually pretty close in time. Actually, this happens not too long after that. I think a couple hundred years after that shit happened. So, no, that's not a bad guess, but a little bit off on the timeline. At least you're in the same range, Yoda Senior. Jesus. All right, let's go to Snow White over there. Rambam, what do you think?
Duh, Mace Windu, come on.
I should have known. I'm not going to call you anymore, Ram, if you're just going to say Mace.
No.
No, shame on you.
Master, who is that Yoda-looking thing?
No!
Oh, see, I was right.
The Yoda-looking character in KOTOR.
No.
Right? He was like gray-skinned, not green-skinned?
Okay. His first...
I mean, I don't remember his...
I'm going to teach you guys. Okay. We can't even get through his...
That's my guess.
Okay, no, that's all wrong. His first teacher was Jedi Master Kreia. Does that name ring a bell to anybody here?
Vaguely.
Yeah, it should, because Jedi Master Kreia eventually becomes... Darth Treya.
Oh, isn't she that evil little bitch in the Sith raid?
Yeah. Star Wars Galaxy Heroes. Yeah. She's the one with the three lightsabers. Yep. She was originally
like one hand. She's evil.
Yeah.
I hate her.
Yeah. She is quite evil.
She kills me a lot.
Yeah, she does. And we all run into her ass. But she was his first teacher. So he's brought to the Jedi. She's his first master. And she immediately picks up on that he is unbelievable strong in the Force, unbelievable control, and he's got this like lust for knowledge that is just unbelievable. He learns like unbelievably quick. His intelligence is off the chain. You learn that about Darth Revan, that he is hyper intelligent. On top of like how strong he is in the Force, and he's ridiculously strong in the Force, he just learns. Problem with Kreia, and this is when it starts turning, she had some very... well, unorthodox to the orthodox teachings of the Jedi. And so he learned everything he could from her. Now, while he was with her, that's when he meets Alec, who becomes anybody? Bueller. Alec becomes...
Alex Trebek? Oh, Jesus. Jeopardy?
I'll take anal bum covers for $400, Alex. No. Anybody else? That's not stupid.
He becomes Malik.
Yes! Goddamn! Thank you, Clayton. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Vandar! That's the guy.
What? No.
I was trying to remember the little gray Yoda guy.
Okay. Moving on from that. Jesus. But no, he actually... that's where he meets Alec, who eventually becomes Malik. And those two go through the academy together. But the council didn't like the way Kreia was doing her teachings, and eventually, you know, her story, which we'll get to at another time. She breaks away from the Jedi, she becomes a Sith, then she gets pissed off at the Sith, and then she goes after both of them, but that's a different story altogether. And so he meets Alec. His name's Alec at the time. We don't even know Revan's real name. He's not called Revan at this time. He doesn't get Revan until we get to the Mando War stuff. So... we don't really know what his true name is. We just know that he's called Revan. He's originally called the Revan Chist. And so after that, he's moved around from Dantooine, Coruscant. He learns from all the different masters. And the thing that they pick up on is that he just learns at an inhuman rate. He just learns everything he can, and he goes to the next one. And this kind of gives him a little bit of pause, and it causes some tension between Revan and the council. He doesn't agree with them. They don't agree with him. He's got a little bit of Kreia in his mind. And so he does He does, him and Alec both reach the level of Jedi Knight, but there's some misgivings from the council because they kind of sense there's something off about Revan. You know, does this sound familiar to anybody? We've heard this story before. Anakin Skywalker. Thank you, random person in the background. And so they do become Jedi Knights, but Revan decides that he wants to leave the council. He goes back to Kreia years after he becomes a Jedi Knight, and he's like, okay, how do I get the hell out of the Jedi Knight Order? I don't want to be a Jedi. So you guys with me so far? Any questions so far? We're still so early in this damn video.
No.
Okay, good. Okay, good call. Good call. Now from there, this is where we get into the Mandalorian War. Right about this time where he's debating leaving the Jedi Knight Order, the Mandalorians, who are different than the Mandalorians we've seen on TV, they're still the great warriors they are. Little bit different. Yeah. The Mandalorians decide that they are going to expand their empire. And under their leader, Mandalore the Ultimate, decide that, you know what, it's time to terrorize some folks. And we want to get more land and planets. And, well, everyone has to die. They're really into genocide. If you're not Mandalorian, you're crap, is their saying. They start expanding out into, you know, start conquering worlds, and then stories start coming in. Now, initially, this is where the split comes between Revan and the council. Revan is like, the big thing that leads Revan to this decision is what's happened on Cathar. Cathar is a planet, and the Mandalorians, you start hearing stories, and Revan's like, hey, look, we got to do something. We're Jedi. We got to go help these folks. The council's like, no. And the council's viewpoint on it was, there's something more at work here, and we're not really, so we're more like peacekeepers and monks, and you know, they had a different viewpoint. Revan wasn't having that shit. Revan said, nope. He had a bunch of followers, not only from the Jedi, but from the Republic, and he basically forms a little task force to go to Cathar and go face the Mandalorians. And this gets Revan on his path to, well, to a lot of things. So when they get to Cathar, this is the first cool thing we learn about Revan. With him and the Jedi that go there, and the Jedi that are there with him, they are called the Crusaders. The Jedi are called the Crusaders. And when they get there, they have a really powerful force version. When they get there, I mean, it's just slaughter, but they have a vision, and they all see the same vision, where Revan sees the Mandalorians just basically genociding this planet. And they also see a vision of one of the Mandalorians, a female Mandalorian who tries to stop it, saying, hey, look, they lost, we won, there's no need for this. She ends up dying with the Cathars. If that's what they're called. I didn't write down what they are. But they all see the horrors that the Mandalorians do. And he picks up her mask. And the mask that Revan has is the mask that he gets from that. And he makes a vow there and then that he will not take off the mask until he defeats and destroys the Mandalorians and defeats Mandalore the Ultimate.
So I got a question.
Yes, go for it.
This is a good question. Is this why the Mandalorians hate the Jedi? Or one of the, I'm assuming this has got to be one of the reasons.
That's a good question. I'm not sure if this is one of the catalysts for that.
Well, didn't the hatred come from it doesn't really come from the fact that they hated the Jedi. Doesn't it come from the fact that they were the only people in the Republic worthy of like actual combat, so they actually like actively went on their way to engage them, which led to very suicidal tendencies in the Mandalorian clans?
I'm not sure. I'll have to research this and get back to you guys on this. I don't know when that turned, because I mean, a couple thousand years later, one of the Mandalorians became a Jedi, you know, that leads to the Darksaber. So I'm not sure. I do know, and we'll get through the rest of these main points, is that after they defeat the Mandalorians, they go into exile. I mean, Revan and Malak kick their ass hardcore, and we'll get to how that happens. But then that's when they start becoming mercenaries, bounty hunters, that kind of stuff, because he destroys them. And so now Cathar happens, and basically, because of him and Malak's actions, the Supreme Leader of the Supreme Chancellor of the Republic and the Jedi Council sanctioned Revan to become the Supreme Commander and General of all Galactic Republic forces. And then he leads a total couple-year campaign against, like, the Mandalorians. And does some questionable things. I think this is when he starts turning to the dark side a little bit, because Revan's viewpoint is, in this war, victory at all costs. He doesn't mind sacrificing 10,000 troops because in his mind, he's saving 100,000 over there. So if I have to sacrifice 10,000 people here, but I save 100,000 over here, you know, that's when he starts, you know, these questionable decisions start happening. But he wins, and that's the most important thing. And, you know, he starts kicking the crap, him and Malak, and now the Revan, you know, his followers that follow him and Malak, become, they're not the Jedi Crusaders anymore. I think that's when they start forming the Revan, Chris, the group of people that follow Revan. But basically this all culminates after a couple of years. Basically cornered the Mandalorians, set up a trap. It doesn't quite work, but it ends up being that Revan faces Mandalore the Ultimate and defeats him. And they finally defeat the Mandalorians. But caveat, when he defeats Mandalore the Ultimate, he says he's been betrayed. And before he dies, Revan's like, what do you mean? He's like, a Sith came to me and said I had to do this war because it was a prophecy and I didn't have a choice. And then he dies. So this starts Revan and Malak, who helped him defeat the Mandalorians. That's like he's got some other people that are like lieutenants and stuff, but like Malak is his main bro. They're the ones that do all this stuff. So they defeat the Mandalorians, but now they're like, Sith, Red Warrior, prophecy, what the hell's going on? So that leads them into what we get into the second part of Revan's story, which leads us to the Jedi Civil War. All right, let's go around the panel. Let's ask the idiots any questions, because I'm sure there's going to be questions and they're going to be stupid. Cashmere, any questions?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me a question.
No, I've given up on that.
This is not really maybe a Revan question, but I don't understand why, like, when people are about to die, they just all of a sudden, like, want to now tell the truth. Never understood that. But,
I don't know, but confession, maybe?
Yeah, I never understood that.
Like, I mean, why do people defecate all over themselves when they die? Just shit that happens, I guess. I don't know. I mean, that's a deeper philosophical debate. I don't think we have time for that on this show today. Okay, deep thoughts from Cashmere. Okay, Rambam, we'll go to you next. Any thoughts, questions, anything like that before we continue on into the next part of Revan's story?
So, does all this take place before or after KOTOR?
This is before KOTOR.
Okay.
Yeah, see, you're learning some stuff about Revan before KOTOR even happens. Huh? Look at that, Rambam's learning something. I'll be Dan. And then finally, Karthrik, a.k.a. the Clayton.
I kind of know enough about this to kind of like know what's happening, but at the same time, it's like there's always like the minutia details that interest me on it. Like, I didn't know about his vision and stuff like that, so I'm kind of just curious to kind of know, like.
Oh, I'm skipping over a lot, man. Like, yeah, like the battles. Yeah. There's so many battles and specific things that happen. I'm just giving you guys the general stuff as best I can to like let you guys know what's happening. But yeah, there's specific battles that take place, and he meets certain people. That's when he meets Juhani during this time, and all this other stuff that happens. But yeah, there's. I'm skipping over a lot of it because if we were to just do all of it, we would be here for about, I don't know, 4 hours, and I'm trying to keep this about an hour, hour and a half. So, no, Scott, no.
he's a really fantastic character, and I like the fact that, like, I like how he kind of, like, the war is what kind of brings out the dark side in him.
Yeah.
Is, you know, is the victory at all cost approach, which is just very interesting to follow, so.
Yeah,
that's all I got for comments so far.
Yeah, yeah. So now we get into, they've won the Mandalorian War. Malak.
So he knew Juhani before KOTOR?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
This is what happens when you skip the dialogue in all the games, Ram.
Yeah.
So bad about that.
This is boring. God, I want to just kill things.
Don't care about Catwoman. Let's go. Back to Batman.
Rambam, you merely studied the KOTOR. I was molded by it. All right. Okay, so now they're heroes of the Republic and the galaxy, right? These guys are heroes, but they discover some Sith stuff. So I'm not going to get into the details of it, but they start learning about the Starforge, and that if they find these maps, they can locate this great Rakata
star map.
Yeah, the star map, and they start learning about the Rakata, and then they actually go to Corban. I always call it Corban. You want to call it Morban, whatever you want to call it, but. They go to the Sith world.
It's Corban.
I know. That's what it is to me too, buddy. and they go there, pick some artifacts, but it starts them on this dark side journey. Like, they start learning some things. But in the back of Revan's mind and Malak's mind, what is this guy talking about? Like, you know, the Sith. So it leads them on this journey. And to make a long story short, it leads them to Dromund Kaas. And they discover the Sith homeworld. And in this time period, the Sith are wide, wide out there in the open. The Sith Empire is real. It's led by Vitiate and also a ton of Sith. So Revan and Malak infiltrate. They learn about Vitiate, and they go to confront him because they want to kill Vitiate and end the Sith threat. But Vitiate already knew about them. And if you know about Vitiate, he's one of the most powerful Sith Lords that has ever existed. And as powerful as Revan is, and Malak too, they go into his throne room to confront him. They get bitch slapped. And I mean bitch slapped. He basically just dominates their minds, twists their minds. And they were already on the path to the dark side. But they go full dark side. He turns them into his puppets and servants, and he basically sends them. He knows about the Forge. He knows about everything they've been up to, and he sends them out to be now officially Sith. So now they are. This is when Revan becomes Dark Revan, and he's the leader, and Darth Malak becomes his apprentice, his number two. So that's how it was that they became Dark Lords of the Sith. And he sends them back to the galaxy at large, to the Republic. And he is going to have them do a plan where Vitiate wants them to be his pawns. And their plan is to find the Starforge, take over the Starforge, and then use that ability. And now the Starforge is a Rakata. Now, they do find the Rakata. There's a whole story about them and the Rakata and stuff. I'm not going to get into that, okay? No. But there's...
Wants to know, the Starforge makes stars, right?
Is that really what Ram wants to know?
You forge them out of, like, metal?
Because
a little carbon, a little hydrogen. Stars, right? Yeah.
Right. No, I mean, it makes sense. Starforge needs to forge stars, just like, you know, if it was like a lightsaber forges lightsabers or, you know, it's those.
The Twinkie Forge. Twinkie Forge makes the Twinkies, and the Snozberry Forge makes Snozberries. Shut the fuck up. What the hell is that? Holy Jesus.
Wait a minute. That's not right?
No!
That's not right? Oh, God. I've been lied to for too
armor
long.
Forge makes armor. I mean, it just makes sense,
my
you know?
Oh, God. No.
Why would they call it a Star Forge? It doesn't forge stars.
Well, I didn't get the chance to explain that, but, man, the idiots are coming.
You said if we had questions to interrupt.
Hey, listen, you're interrupting. You're doing idiot things. That's why I'm here to teach, guys. That's what we're here to do. Oh, boy. Oh.
So, I'm not calling you Professor Ranger, just so you know.
Please don't. I don't want. No, please don't.
Senpai?
That's gross.
You know what I do with the professors.
Senpai! Wait, are we making a hentai? What the hell's going on here? Okay, don't. All right, get out of here with that crap, Ram. All right, now I know that was you, Ram, doing that stupid shit. All right. No, the Starforge, in all seriousness, it's a Rakata were an ancient race. That's a whole nother lore series that we'll get into, but they created very powerful weapons. One of them was the Starforge, and the Starforge was a factory floating flotilla in around a planet that basically this giant factory that can make just ships and shit out the ass. It had unlimited capabilities. And so they go through this journey where they go to different planets and some other shit happens, but they find the Starforge. Now, when Revan and Malik find the Starforge, they break off from Vishyat. They're basically like, fuck you. we're not listening to you. Because Vishyat wanted them to use the Starforge to create like like this giant armada to invade the Republic as like the spearhead to his planned Sith invasion. Revan and Malik were like, nah, bitch. we are going to form our own empire, and we are going to become the new lords of the Sith. And so that's when Darth Revan became the Lord of the Sith. He made the title, and Malik became his number two. And so they created this giant fleet. They get their followers. They get their giant armies, and they just go in. And this is what sets off the Jedi Civil War. And to say that it went well for the Republic would be wrong. They kick their ass. They kick their ass hard, man. Like, they do not. Here's the thing. The reason Revan just kicks the shit out of them, he does a couple things. One, he knows all their tactics, everything, because he was the Supreme Commander. He knew all their tactics and tricks and maneuvers and all the things that they were going to do. So he was already ahead of the game there. Plus, he had overwhelming firepower because of the Starforge. Even if he lost ships, he could just go back to the Starforge and make them. The other thing that he was really smart that he did is he started an assassin group with his Revanchist, and he starts sending them to go after Jedi. That's one of the first things he does is to go, and they're not to kill Jedi. If they have to, they will, but their whole purpose is to corrupt them and turn them to the dark side. So on top of all his followers that are, they just believe in Revan. Dark side, cool, let's go, we're in. You convinced us, you're Revan, we love you, you know. They go and start corrupting and turning Jedi to his cause. The other thing that he does with the other parts of his assassination group is he goes into the Republic, into the Outer Rims and all the systems. He starts assassinating motherfuckers left and right and placing people that are loyal to him in their place. So not only is he doing the military stuff, but he's doing all the spy shit that you would expect from somebody of Revan's stature. And this is where you see his military genius come through. He already showed it when he kicked the shit out of the Mandalorians, which is no small feat. But now he's doing it to the Republic. So this kicks off the Jedi Civil War. This is the second big Jedi fight after you have the hyperspace war, which we'll eventually cover. And we also have, you mentioned it, Karthik, Exar Kun, and Kella Droma. But this is the next big one.
Now with Revan, like part of the reason why his tactics were just like insane was that he had like no issue going after soft targets. Because didn't like one of the first things he did in the opening Jedi Civil War is bomb the crap out of like Telos?
Yeah, yeah. Revan the Butcher is alive and well, buddy. I mean, he doesn't care. Yeah,
He had no problem going after soft targets.
No, he really didn't. I mean, the assassination squad should have been a hint that he didn't care. I mean, when Revan decided he wanted to get shit done, he got shit done. And this leads the Jedi and the Republic, that puts them in a very hard place because they're losing, and they're losing badly. They're getting pushed. So they decide to send in a Jedi strike force led by Basila Shan, and they go after Revan.
Nasty.
Yeah. Well, she's not nasty bestie at this point. She's just Basila Shan.
Just talking about her looks, man. I just remember playing that in third person view and like, screw this character. I'm playing as her. Hips don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Neither does that ass.
Mm-mm. Have you seen the new Black Series figure? For her?
Oh my god,
it's on my Amazon wish list there, Dent Rambam. You can go check that out, dude. She looks amazing, dude. Oh my god, creamy. You know, we haven't heard go ahead,
when in doubt, send in the female to put the moves on the man.
Why she got to use the moves? Why can't she just be a badass warrior, man? Why are you trying to get us in trouble, man? Stop that shit. So the Strike Force goes in, but about the time that the Strike Force goes in is when Malak, you know, it's Sith, man. There's always going to be a Sith that's in charge, and then there's going to be someone that lusts after the position. And for some reason, Malak thought Revan was weak. I don't know how you look at all of Revan's accomplishments and who he is and go, yeah, he's weak. I want to kick his ass and take his place. Well, Malak decided that that was a good idea. And then Malak and Revan fight. Same time as the Strike Force is coming after both of them, right? So this is all transpiring at once. So it's a little, you know, little, just in general, this is what happens. During the fight, Revan cuts Malak's jaw. And the reason Malak has that prosthetic jaw is because Revan cut off his jaw with his lightsaber. So that's why he has the metallic thing and the way he looks is because of that. But he gets distracted because the Jedi Strike Force is there. Malak kind of escapes. He calls in a full bombardment of Revan's ship. And now, when that happens, Revan gets seriously injured, is going to die. Bastila heals him through the Force, saves him, and she brings him back to the Council so he can be judged by the Council and the Republic. But because of this, Malak now becomes the new Lord of the Sith. And so he takes over all the plans that those two have done. All right. I'm scared, but I'm going to go around the corn here, as Grande would say, one of our longtime RSG homies. Rambam, any questions so far? Are you with me so far on Revan's story?
So are we caught up to KOTOR now?
Yes, we're right at KOTOR now.
Yeah, the visions, okay. The flashbacks. We're right before the actual game starts.
Yep. Kashmir, any questions?
Got it.
So is that Vitiate guy, is he still around, or?
Yeah, I'll cover Vitiate. Yeah, I mean, he's immortal. Are you kidding me? That dude's...
Vitiate's great.
He's so stupid. Oh, we're going to do our own lore series on Vitiate, and he is just absolutely ridiculous. My opinion, he's the most powerful Sith that ever lived. I mean, his accomplishments and the things he does are just stupid. Like, I mean, broken stupid.
His ability to have, like, what, multiple lifetimes? I think that kind
one, yeah. To split his soul like Voldemort and to different people to rule different empires. Kind of an impressive feat. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. So that happens. Now, this is where we get to KOTOR. Right before we get to the events of KOTOR, Rambam, because you said KOTOR, right? Knights of the Old Republic, the game.
Yeah, you know, like the
because you play
game.
As Revan, right? You play as Revan. But right before this, he goes in front of the council. The council... they combine their powers, wipe his memory of him ever being a Sith, and then get him retrained in the Jedi arts because they know he's the only one that can defeat Malak. And that kicks off the KOTOR game, where you go through and then you start having the flashbacks and everything that goes on with the game. Does that make sense now, Ram, or where we're at in the timeline?
Got it.
So I'm not going to get into the whole KOTOR game. The big takeaway is Revan defeats Malak. They have a little touching moment where Revan actually apologizes to Malak for what he did to him. And because Revan and Malak, I mean, they were friends. And before they were twisted by the dark side, those two, I mean, they'd been through hell and back. So there was a pretty cool moment with Malak and Revan at the end where when Revan defeats him, Malak, you know, kind of has regrets. Revan has regrets. They have this moment before Malak dies, but he does defeat him. He destroys the Starforge. Yay, he's the hero again. Yay, Revan. He's now a full Jedi Knight. And then,
unless you chose the dark side path.
Well, yeah, you can pick any path, but just for general talk, like, and you know, just in general terms, he defeats the bad guy, you get the girl, you win the game, yada yada yada. If you go light side, so, and that's kind of the path that we go.
Or you go dark side and you defeat all the Jedi and you get the girl still.
That's
and
right.
And you get the immortal power.
Mm-hmm. First, you get the money. Then you get the power. Then you get the whammon.
But in the Legends context, though, didn't they solidify the actual chain of events?
Yeah, that's the one I'm using right now. I mean, it's okay, not official canon, but it's legend canon, like what actually transpires.
Well, yeah, because they actually went through and, like, especially when they came out with the SWTOR game, they had to kind of solidify.
Yeah, we're going to get into that, yeah.
Like, yeah, what the events of what happened.
Yeah.
So that they could continue.
Yeah, and that's right. What we're going to get into. So after that, years go by. He becomes a Jedi Master. He's heralded as, you know, this great hero. Hooks up with Bas Lashan, and who wouldn't? My goodness. Mm-mm-mm. And they have a kid.
Did I call that earlier? I said that early.
Yeah. A little badunk-a-dunk in the chunk. Yeah, that happens. You could call there, Kashmir. But he starts having his memories, and it happens in KOTOR, but it also happens in this timeline. Excuse me. Getting over a little bit of a sinus infection that's kicking my ass. But he starts having memories, little memories of this and that, of his former life. He's not sure what it is. On top of that, he starts having visions, dark side visions, pieces, snippets, but he can't make out what it is. Much as he loves Basla, loves his kid, he's off. He's got to find answers. And so he goes searching for answers. Remember, he already went once to go find Vishyet. It didn't go well. I can try to give you guys a guess of how this is going to go for Revan the second time. It does not go well for Revan. He gets captured by the Sith again. He gets imprisoned. He gets tortured for years. Eventually, they save him. But because of this, Revan has one goal, and it becomes like his main goal in life, and that is to kill Vishyet. And
not to underplay the years part, but it's like centuries, right? Like, it's not like a couple of years in prison. It's like three centuries in prison.
Does
Revan live that long?
He's in stasis. He can't die. And he also, because of what Vishyet's doing to him, he kind of melds a little bit with Vishyet. He knows all his plans. Because as powerful as Vishyet is, Revan's pretty powerful too. And so when they're doing that shit to him, he kind of gets an idea of what Vishyet has planned. So he goes through all that. Eventually he gets rescued by the Republic. And he has a new plan. He is now fuming. He is going to kill Vishyet. He is going to kill this bitch at all cost, whatever it takes. He tries again to kill Vishyet, and he fails, and he dies. I want you to remember this. He died. This is how badass Revan is at this point. He's not Darth Revan anymore. He's just Revan. His will is so strong in wanting to kill Vishyet. He resurrects himself and splits in the Force. So there's the light side that becomes like the Force goad, the light side of Revan. And then the dark side, which is the hatred, the malice, the vengeance that he wants for Vishyet, actually resurrects his body. And he comes back as now titled Dark Revan. And this is where we get into the Old Republic game. Now, in the Old Republic game, there's a storyline where you play as the Jedi Warrior. Just say Warrior, right? The Guardian, Jedi Guardian. You defeat Vishyet. Yeah. But his spirit's still out there. You don't kill Vishyet, okay? That's not good enough for Revan. Revan's like, no, fuck that. I'm going to resurrect him. And this time, I'm going to kick his ass, and I'm going to defeat him for once and for all. Problem with that is, he's already been defeated, and both the Sith Empire and the Jedi Council and you as a player, like, okay, we got to stop Revan. We can't allow him to resurrect Vishyet, because what Revan's plan is he does all this stuff in the game. You go through all this rigmarole. He goes to Yavin 4. There's a big history with Yavin 4 with the Sith. We're not going to get into that either, my God in heaven. But they go to Yavin 4, and this is where you played in the game. You basically bring, like, the who's who of fighting here. You bring in Satil Shan, Darth Maar, Shay Vizsla. You got the whole kit and caboodle, and you go face him to try to stop him from resurrecting Vitiate, and stop Dark Revan, as he's known now. You win, of course. And what happens with Revan is his light side and his dark side finally kind of come to peace, and then he becomes one with the Force and disappears. However, Vitiate, Revan fucked up. That Vitiate becomes, he gets brought back even more powerful than he was before. You know, a couple worlds get consumed. No big deal. You know, no biggie. And then, yeah, that's what happens. And that is the overall story of Darth Revan. Now we go around to the idiots, and we'll open up for questions. I'm really curious, before I get into like some visibilities and stuff and things that he could do. Kashmir, any questions so far? I think Kashmir died.
Hold on. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm resurrecting with the Force.
Okay. Okay. You're real strong. Okay.
Yes. I've been paying attention. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this is all legends. None of this is canon.
Right.
The current Disney canon, except for the, I guess,
the fact that the user name. The name's the only thing. That's it.
So, because how cool would this be if the story was actually in canon? And they actually did something with the story other than the old video games. That's really more of a comment.
Well, there's actually rumors, and I don't know how true they are, that there's been talks that Keanu Reeves would play Revan in a live action TV show. Because you cannot do this in a movie. This has got to be a TV show. I think we're all in agreement here that there's no way you can tell Darth Revan's story through movies. This would have to be.
I'm almost at this point, I mean, sidetrack, but I'm almost at this point against Star Wars doing movies with how bad the sequel trilogy turned out to
be.
I'm just saying.
Okay, let's not get that can of worms open here. Jesus just Christ. Saying. Okay, I heard you the first time, Dillhole. Good Lord, I said stop. We don't want to get into that debate. Jesus. It's in the past. Let it die, Ram. Okay, it happened. Let's let it go. You know what we think.
Okay, Kylo.
I'll call it Ren. I'll show you my 12-pack Ram. You'll be jelly.
Any other question, Kashmir? That's actually
was Yoda part of the crew that was?
Oh my God, no!
I'm a big fan of Yoda.
I get that, but no, this is thousands of years before Yoda was even born, bro.
You know, Yoda also had a best friend, too. His name was Mace.
Okay. We're on a timeout. Clayton, any questions, buddy?
Oh, I mean, because the Force apparition version of Revan, right? Like, that still had Vitiate's will tied to it. That's kind of why, like, even though Revan was trying to fight him, he kept kind of lining up with what Vitiate wanted.
Well, Vitiate was more of a master manipulator, you know, the puppeteer with the strings. But yeah, it kind of aligned. It still worked to his plans, but Vitiate was not aware. When Revan was in prison and he figured out all the shit that Vitiate was doing, that Vitiate was not aware of. It was part of what drove Revan. I mean, when they got to the Starforge, when he was sent there, there's a whole story with the Rakata. I'm not going to get into it. Again, it's a lot of extra stuff. But they break off from his control. Because Revan and Malak were like, okay, why do we need that dickhole? We can just do this ourselves, right? We'll just become our own Sith Empire. And so that went a little bit against Vitiate's plans, in the sense that he wanted them to still be working for him, but it still worked out for what Vitiate wanted, because that eventually leads to the Old Republic stuff happening. Because I mean, it leads to Vitiate was he's pulling the strings, baby. I mean, whether you think whether you want to believe it or not, I mean, you're still working toward his goals. So
Well, that was the thing from, like, I'm trying to rack my brain for the dial, because it's been forever since I played the class lines in SWTOR, but like,
we're going to be playing them here next week, so let's get ready.
Yeah, I know. But Vitiate was like even every time you beat him, he's like, the line he uses a lot whenever you fight that version of him, he's like, defeat here means nothing because I have infinite time to play with.
Yeah.
So it's like his ultimate plan doesn't matter to him if it happens tomorrow or 1,000 years from now, because he just keeps going.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like why Revan has a huge heart on for him. He's like, this guy doesn't stop. Like, we got to figure out how to get to him. And that's what really kind of drove his consumption and kind of his dark side, like, crazy phase, as Dark Revan was just like, oh my God, got to stop this guy.
Yeah.
Like, why?
And after hundreds of years and everything he's been through, he's like, nah, I'm the only one that can do this. Like, he just.
100 years being tied to that brain.
300, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a whole story with that, but that's in the Old Republic game where you learn that the hand of the Emperor saves him. What is this? Darth, the Sith.
Scourge.
Scourge, yeah. He's the one that frees Revan because he has a vision about everything that's going to happen. So, yeah, it gets into a whole bunch of stuff. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, Vitiate was the driving force, but Vitiate was the one that set it all off. I mean, Vitiate is really ancient. I mean, he goes all the way back to, I think, the hyperspace war with Kresh and them. Yeah, when he's like, you become
back.
Where you become the greatest Sith ever. He's the one that after the first hyperspace war takes the Sith and stuff and creates the new Sith Empire, makes Dromund Kaas the Sith homeworld, and they start forming their own empire from there after the first hyperspace war. Yeah, absolutely, bro.
Well, because if you base off like SWTOR's original game, they. Like his first iteration of Vitiate is a pureblood Sith, and they've been extinct in the galaxy at this point for like a millennia or more. Like, yeah. So he's been around for a minute.
Yeah, and he takes all the other purebloods and stuff, and they go to Dromund Kaas, and that's where they set up shop. And you know, he's the main dude. And I mean, you ain't messing with Vitiate.
No
Sith would even think about it. They're like. Yeah, I'd get my ass kicked. I'll take out everybody else and be the right-hand man, but I'm not no. All right, let's go to Snow White over there. Rambam, any questions up to this point, my friend?
So,
oh boy.
His whole ability of like Voldemort type stuff where he can just split his soul.
Yeah,
you said Revan can like he's like split his soul. He kept.
It was
coming
a one time thing. Yeah, Vitiate did it like constantly. He had Sith sorcery. He knew all the dark arts and stuff.
But Revan learned that as well.
No, what happened with Revan? To clarify, is his hatred, his malice toward Vitiate when he dies, going for him the third time, splits his soul into two pieces: the light side and the dark side. The light side becomes a force ghost. The dark side resurrects his body and becomes like this sword that wants to find Vitiate and at all costs destroy and defeat him. It's just sheer hatred that brings him back. Remember like with Maul in the Clone Wars, like the reason he lived is because his hatred for Kenobi was so strong, he survives. That's kind of what happens here with Revan. But unlike Maul did not have the light side part of him. So when I talk about the split, remember, and we're about to cover this now with Revan, just to end the stream, we'll get into his abilities and stuff. Revan was, I mean, he was a Jedi Master and stuff.
Right.
So he was a master of the light side. Does that make sense?
And the dark side.
Oh, yeah. We're about to cover that.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's get into that now as we start wrapping this up. So we'll get into his abilities and all that kind of good stuff. So just in general sense, Revan was an exceptional duelist. He had two lightsabers. And if you guys ever see me wear the costume, I have both of his lightsabers. One was purple and one was crimson. So he had the red and the purple lightsaber. Hold on, someone's texting me right where we're doing this.
I saw you get your ass kicked as Revan, personally. But
what do you mean?
Some little kid kicked your ass.
Yeah, but you gotta let that happen. Okay, so what Cashmere is referring to is we do a lot of stuff with the American Cancer Society. We raise tens of thousands of dollars. I think this one, 100,000? I don't know what we were at. Weston was his name, and we went to the Children's Hospital of Atlanta, and I was dressed as Darth Revan, and we let all the kids fight me, and, you know, with their little plastic lightsaber. I had my lightsabers, but I let him kill me. He was the only one that, when Darth Revan died, aka me, Weston wanted to make sure that I was dead, and he kept hitting me with a lightsaber.
So the question was,
he has to make sure you're dead, you know.
What a legend, dude. What a little legend.
He obviously read this
rule number two of Zombieland. You got a double tap.
Man, he was making sure. But yeah, let's get into Revan's overall abilities and how powerful he was. Outside of Vitiate on the dark side, no one was more powerful than Revan. He was an exceptional warrior. He knew multiple lightsaber forms. He is considered the greatest warrior of his time. And if you think about him defeating Mandalore the Ultimate, if you think about how Mandalorians are, and even in today, like if you could look at Mandalorian today, he is second to, I mean, his defeat of Mandalore the Ultimate is pretty impressive. That's like the top of the food chain back then of Mandalorians, and he kicked their ass. Not only did he kick his ass, but he kicked all the Mandalorians' ass time and time again. In combat, it didn't matter. He was just, exceptional in lightsaber combat.
He wasn't just an excellent duelist either. It's like he was an excellent tactician.
Yeah.
Like he knew how to read a weakness and exploit it within seconds of meeting or seeing a battle plan play out. Like this guy was no joke.
Yeah, he was exceptional at telekinesis. He could just, not even thinking about it, throw shit at you, do all kinds of crazy shit. Because of the Starforge, in what he learned, he was exceptional at Force Storm and Force Lightning. I mean, he could do all kinds of crazy stuff in the dark side, but he was also a master of the light side. Again, this combination of light side and dark side, it gets back, and we'll cover this eventually, like the true origins of the Force and the Jedi, not Jedi, but Jedi. He was, if Revan wanted to be, and he was for a little bit, balanced between the light side and the dark side. I mean, he was not gray. He was just his own thing. He didn't label himself. He was just Revan. And he would do whatever it take. He didn't care what power it took, but he could use whatever he wanted. And he was exceptional at it. Clayton mentioned his intelligence. He was a brilliant tactician. He won many more battles than he lost. He was feared. He was terrifying, but he had his own code too. Like Revan's belief, and one of the reasons why he started butting heads with the council was like he didn't think the Force was light or dark. He just thought it was the Force. It's what you do with it that makes you what you are, right? He started the unifying Force kind of theory. He didn't believe in the dogma of the Jedi and stuff, but yeah. Exceptional lightsabers. He could do all kinds of Force stuff. He was, besides Vitiate, the most powerful dark side user. And he's in the top five dark side, and he's definitely top five all side light side. He was a Jedi Master and a Sith Lord. I don't know what else to tell you other than that's pretty epic in its own thing to say. I was the top Sith besides Vitiate, and I was definitely the top. I could have been the top Jedi Master if I wanted to. That's how powerful he was. I mean, his knowledge of the Force was ridiculous. So, any questions about that? Let's go around the panel. Let's see how the idiots feel right now. Cashmere, how you? Any questions about that?
Oh, I'm feeling real good. Questions about that. So he was almost like the original chosen one. Could do it. Pretty much could do it.
There's
all.
A lot of parallels between Revan and Anakin. Yeah. It's that tragic hero's tale, right? That Lucas, you know, picked up with what's his name? The book, whatever, The Lost Hero, whatever that was called. What was the guy's name that he read? I can't remember. It'll come to me eventually. But it's the tragic hero story, right? The guy that has the best intentions, but falls from grace and becomes something that he swore to not become, right? That kind of thing, like Anakin did. So yeah, definitely, there's definitely parallels between Darth Revan's story and Anakin's story. Similar, but not totally the same. You know, their story's a little bit different in their path.
Well, yeah, because Revan's origin is way less shattered than Anakin's. Like, Anakin was, like, on the knife's edge from the beginning of his origins, where, like, Revan has a lot of reasons to be the person that he is, and a lot of it's just from the exposure of the events. I mean, because there was a lot of turmoil at the beginning of his story between what he'd grown up with that conflict. I mean, it kind of takes on a lot of motifs of the Ahsoka story, right? Where, like, there's a lot of contradictions in what he's been taught and what they're doing. And so it just creates this constant battle within himself. And that's why he kind of does take that initial first step to go out on his own and do things against the wishes and join the Mandalorian War. Because he's like, well, why are we letting every one of these die? Like, we have the power and the ability to just go stomp these guys. Like,
yeah,
why would I stay behind? And like, that's kind of, and that's just, yeah, there's a lot of cool things about Revan's story that get overlooked because of the, you know, badass-ery arc of his, the entirety that he is. But yeah, there's a lot of motifs back and forth that play with different character storylines that were out before his existence and that came out after his existence. So
yeah, it's really a really fascinating story. And we're going to be doing on the stream, if you want to catch it, we'll be doing the Old Republic storyline. Now, I'm not going to be doing the Sith Warrior. I'll be doing the Mandalorian, but we're all going to do different story lines for the Old Republic. There'll be four of us doing it. Me, Big Country Mags, the Ram Bam, of course, and Clayton. We'll either shoot for Tuesday or Thursday of next week to do that. I'll get with these guys and we'll do that. But that's the kind of content you can get on RSG. All right, let's go to our last idiot of the day. Ram Bam, thank you, ma'am. Any final questions about Darth E. Revan? And I've all been up to the whole idiot panel here.
So basically what you're telling me,
yes,
is that with all of his abilities and skills and piloting skills and all that kind of stuff, he's a better Mary Sue than Rey.
Oh, by leaps and bounds. That's a Mary Sue done right, man. He's one of the most complicated characters ever, right? As I said, he goes from Padawan to Jedi Knight to Sith Lord to Jedi Master to, you know, just something else totally. He just becomes Revan, and then he becomes Dark Revan, but that's because he splits, right? There's still the light side of him that's trying to, you have to play the game, and we will go through the story arc for those that are interested in it. But yeah, once you watch this lore series, you'll see the story arc in the Old Republic, and we'll definitely talk about it. I mean, between our drunken stupors, but yeah.
So Ram, so you're saying you think Rey would kick his ass?
Oh, hell no.
Well, so here's the thing, right? Is Rey is all the Jedi, but he's literally the Jedi and the Sith, so...
a little bit different.
Mean, you know? Yeah, I think Revan kind of has her beat.
Yeah, he almost became canon in the, what is it, the Mortis part in Clone Wars? You know, with the father, the brother, and the sister, there was a deleted scene where Revan is one of the Sith talking to the brother.
Man,
it didn't make it.
Why can't they just make him canon?
I know. Well, you would think he would because he's here's a cool thing about Darth Revan. We'll end on this. Darth Revan is the direct link to Palpatine because Darth Revan had a new rule. He's the one that came up with the rule of two. He creates a Datacron, a Sith Datacron. Guess who finds it? Darth Bane.
Darth Bane.
Darth Bane takes all of Revan's teachings and applies it. And then that leads, that thousand years that leads to Emperor Palpatine. So although not official, Darth Revan is the direct link to Darth Sidious.
Can I make a crazy prediction?
Yes.
Mandalorian, that episode, or not one, the series... Yeah. Somehow Filoni will somehow get Revan into canon. his name. They'll talk about just the war, you know,
the Mandalorian Wars. Yeah, I could see that happening.
And he'll get Filoni will do that for the fans.
Oh, Filoni's all about doing that stuff.
If it doesn't happen there, it's going to happen either in the Ahsoka series or the Ezra series. And they've already confirmed that there's going to be an Ezra series.
Oh my God.
Not like officially Disney, but like, they've already said that Ezra is going to have a story that explains where him and Thrawn went at the end of Rebels. Yeah. And since Ezra's already done the World Between Worlds walk, it's going to be very easy for Ezra to go back and expose himself to any other content they want to show, as in, like, learn things from this snippet of time. It's like, oh, here's a Revan. And here's him dark side, and here's him conquering his dark side self, and here's him doing these things. They could do a lot of things with that, but they've already said that they want to do that with Ezra, but they're going to introduce Ezra in the Ahsoka series and then backpedal.
Yep. Boom. I'm excited. So
I'm excited for a lot of things, Revan.
All right. Yeah. He's my favorite character in all of Star Wars. I have the costume. I have the lightsabers. I have the figure. I've got all that stuff. I got the books. I mean, I'm a Revanite. I've always have been, and I always will be. He's my favorite character in Star Wars, and I figured that this would be the best introduction into this lore series. So any final questions from the idiots? Okay, we're moving on. All right, thank you for joining us on Star Wars Lore with Idiots with your boy Ranger. Again, thank you to Kashmir, Rambam, and Clayton, the idiots, for being here today. I probably said some idiot things myself, but you know what? That's just the way it goes. Again, not a deep dive, just the basics here, just to give you a general sense of who Darth Revan is, so you can, you know, get it a little taste. If you want to read more, I encourage you to read the books, the lore, the canon, the comic books, you know, play the games. We'll do some of that for you with the Old Republic. You can always go to Wikipedia. That's a great source for, like, you know, if you want to do a deep, deep dive, they break it all down there. I mean, literally break it down. You'll see the canon stuff, and when you go to Darth Revan, there's not a lot. And then you go to the legend stuff, and it's like... so that's why I did it the way I did, because as I said, if we were to delve deep into this stuff, man, we'd be here for another hour at least, breaking like every battle down, everything that happens. We didn't talk about HK-47 and all that other stuff. There's not enough time. We'll eventually cover that stuff with those characters in future videos, but for right now, that's just the basic necessity stuff that you need to know about Darth Revan. You can build upon your lore knowledge with that, but yeah. So with that, we're going to end this episode. So
would you say that's the bare necessities?
Look for the bare necessities, those simple bare necessities. Leave all your troubles and your... Okay, all right, you're all right, your Jungle Book. I mean the bare necessities, those simple mother's recipes that make the bare necessities of life. All right, I'm stopping now. I can't. I just want to keep singing. I love that song. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam. All right. So thank you for joining us again. If you like this stuff, think about becoming a patron. Again, if we get to 1,000, we'll go to a weekly series on this. But until we get to 1,000, we're not. You can check out all our other content, our live streams and stuff that we're doing on Reality Skewed Gamers. You can also join us on Twitch for Star Wars Galaxy Heroes. We're going to start at the Old Republic. A lot of Star Wars content there and other content. We do D&D and some other things. I've done a Star Wars D&D campaign in the past. Maybe I'll start that. We'll see how everything plays out. But with that, follow us. Leave comments wherever this lands up. Let us know what you think and give your thoughts. Always appreciate it. Just be constructive. If you're an ass clown, I'll just delete the damn thing. I don't have time for that nonsense. But thanks for joining us. Thanks for the idiots for being here. Have a great rest of your day wherever you are, and we will see you on the next episode. Peace out.